Gangrene, season 8, episode number 24.
Oh. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back.
I'm Delilah.
Oh, hi.
this is great. This is Kurt and Dave, and you can watch us on YouTube at Gangrene TV. Listen to us on iTunes at Gangrene TV. You can tweet us
at
Gangrene TV.
Oh, this is
and you can follow us on Instagram at Gangrene TV.
We're developing a trend here.
That's correct. You can also watch us on Red's Army.
That's it, redzarmy.com.
Read some interesting articles.
Mm-hmm.
Not about us, but, you know, about the Celtics.
No, nothing's ever been interesting about
and you can call us and text us. Dave, where can you do that?
Well, you can pick up your old phone and dial 508-731-GGTV.
Yes.
Like I say,
if you're on a rotary, what is that?
That would be 4488.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I actually have a rotary phone.
You do?
Yes.
Seems about right.
Well, you know.
It seems about your speed.
I say, operator.
Please deposit two coins into the machine.
Connect me to David.
Mm-hmm.
And
here I am.
So, most importantly, here's what I want to get to this.
Yes.
Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk, your arch nemesis.
Had I only known what would make me like him as a player.
Now stop.
No.
Stop yourself for a second.
Okay.
Because this could be very incriminating. So, take your time.
Okay.
Think about what you're about to say.
I'm thinking about
it. Go for it.
I still want to say it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
The hell with it. Just do it.
I've been thinking about it all week. Had I only known that Kelly Olynyk would be a player I would enjoy watching if I popped him in the eye.
Do like a Nancy Kerrigan behind
Seriously,
the curtain punch in the
what
eye.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That was frustrating to me on two levels. One, I've wanted to punch him in the eye all season.
Right.
Two, he played better.
He played his ass off.
He played out his mind.
It was unbelievable.
And you know why? It's because someone popped him in the eye.
You know
and
what?
And I don't like eye violence, Dave.
You hate eye violence. I forgot about you. Oh, my God.
I would sign up for the job to punch him in the eye.
Did you see that thing?
It was gross.
It required four stitches.
It was awful. But I liked the, did you see the player?
Yes. You know what, though? Let's credit Dougie Hamilton from the Boston Bruins on that. They're old friends.
Yes.
And Kelly Olynyk maybe...
From Canada, eh?
Yeah, from the old America's Hat.
Yeah.
Kelly Olynyk maybe almost ruined the Bruins' chances of the next game because Kelly Olynyk was the one that put out there that Dougie Hamilton was playing with broken ribs. He said, well, Dougie texted me. He goes, I'm playing with broken ribs. You got to play with the eye. Sure as hell. Kelly Olynyk went out there and played with that eye. I can't believe.
Wouldn't you like to get their text messages?
I would like to get. I would love to see any of those text messages from anybody. Like
right.
I can imagine some of the text messages that go out. Even like picture like. All right, last week after we left, after we finished taping, and then we went ahead and read that story about Paul Pierce in his apartment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if like after Garnett read that article? What he was texting to Pierce, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Like, if only I could see that transcript, I'd live in my glory.
But anyways.
I cannot imagine that Kelly Olynyk could play that well with the one eye. Like, is that all we need? If that's all we need, then pirate patch that.
Absolutely.
Dude, and let's go.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's go. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean,
because, listen, I've been, you know. He's no Jeff Green yet.
He's been...
he took the plate, but you
don't know
like,
how to take that one for a minute. I hate Jeff Green.
You know, Kelly Olynyk bothers me for some reason.
Right.
If that was the Kelly Olynyk that I knew...
Is it because he has better hair than you? It's probably the hair. It's got to be the hair.
But if that's what if I knew that's what it took, I would have popped him in the eye last year.
Months ago.
Seriously.
But it's just, it's so
we would be
funny,
in the sixth spot right now.
Right. We could have been just
man
ranking on buckshots.
So anyway, I just want to get that off my chest because I've been stewing on that since that game.
But that's understandable, though. I mean, I just can't believe, like, that shows so much heart and so much dedication. And that right there, what Kelly Olynyk did, kind of showcases what this team can accomplish.
It made me made me like him slightly more. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
But I mean,
I had to reassess my opinion.
You have to think about how basketball players this day and age operate. I mean, most players, when they have a hangnail, they're out for weeks. I mean, Kelly Olynyk goes out there with one eye, and he just dominates the game.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and it's
it was
just
good.
Like,
it was good to see.
That in itself proves how much heart and how much dedication and how much this team together can work
to
accomplish.
It made me step
things.
Back and reassess.
Right.
And I said to myself, I don't like them doing this. But he's growing on me.
Right. I mean, and you were really taking a shot out there, thinking like, you know, he's out there injured. I mean, he can't see. Because you're so used to those NBA players.
Yeah, it was good.
Who are just like babies about things.
You know what else I loved since we last meet?
What?
Matt.
Mongrel Meat.
Meated? Mongrel Meat.
Mongrel Meat.
A good sponsor of us.
This segment's brought to you by Mongrel Meat.
I loved that Brad Stevens.
This game.
4 seconds left in the Toronto game.
This game. If you had fingernails, they were gone.
I was having a good time and not a good time.
There was a lot of emotions running through that night. Because, first of all, I was working at Sullivan's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at home.
The Bruins were at home playing Toronto. And they went into overtime. And then they went in the shootout. And now we're also, I mean, if you watch the old episodes of Stay Gold, the Bruins are also facing the playoff crunch.
Yeah.
And then you go ahead and you flip on the Celtics game, and they're playing Toronto.
Well, I was flipping back and forth.
And they go into overtime.
I was doing the college game, the pro game.
Yeah.
And I was also biting my nails.
Right. And
but,
it's just like, holy Jesus. Unbelievable. That last shot, that Marcus Smart, unbelievable.
But here's what led up to that is there was 4.7 seconds, I believe.
Yep.
They're running a play, and it goes to Sullinger.
Right.
Brad Stevens, timeout. In the middle of the play, goes to the ref, timeout. So Sullinger can't F it up.
Right. Because it was his first game back.
I can't ever remember a coach with that little amount of time having a play start and scrapping it like, no.
Right.
And then they ran that play with Isaiah Thomas. I don't know why. Because they're trying to go to Evan Turner, which made sense, but they smothered him, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Turns out
everybody knew they were going after
Evan
Turner.
Turns out he wanted to call the timeout before Marcus Smart got it inbounds.
Right.
But it went inbounds, and he still called the timeout, which is crazy. 2.7 seconds left then, like, for to whatever happened.
Right.
He had, like, this coach, I thought I was going to miss, like, I did. I thought I was going to miss Doc Rivers. And last year, I said, okay, I like this coach.
Yep.
I think Doc Rivers didn't want to be here. This guy wants to be here. I'm good with it.
Right.
I'm starting to, like, get a man crush on Brad Stevens. Because I think Doc Rivers was a personality guy.
Right.
Brad Stevens is, like, smart. Like, he's just like.
Right. I mean, you can't.
He called a timeout with 2 seconds left. He's like, no, I don't like this play, so let's try one more time.
Right. I mean, how can he not grow on anybody?
I wish Stats was here today because he would have way more to say about this.
Right.
But most coaches would be like, oh, well, that play didn't work. Oh, well, you know, we'll get him next time.
Well, most coaches wouldn't have called that timeout when
Sullinger
was
running
the ball.
Like, oh, that's not what we wanted, but there's only 4 seconds left, so that's it.
I can guarantee you if Sullinger ran that ball up, we would have lost that game anyways.
Yeah, he did shoot it.
Right. But I'm saying, if that timeout wasn't
so
called.
So how, that was, like, he was like, no, this is not, nope, I'm going to try this again. I don't care if we have less time, I'm going to try. It was awesome.
Right.
And, you know, it was a good game.
And it's just, okay, so Sellinger's back now.
Yeah.
So that gives a little meat. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But Danny Ainge, this
Chris
late
Babs.
In the season, is still tinkering with the lineup.
I like Chris Babs.
We got rid of Randolph.
Yep.
Which I guess is sad for you because he did punch Kelly Olynyk in the
Who's
face.
Who's gonna punch Kelly Olynyk?
So now Chris Babb gets that multi-million.
Chris Babb, he's got tattoos.
He does. He's a badass.
My mama once told me people with tattoos are badass.
Yeah. Well, so Chris Babb gets his multi-year deal. Trade bait?
No.
I think that's trade bait. That has trade bait written all over.
No, trade bait in the sense of like trade. Trademark this. Trade chum. Mm. You know, the blood you throw
in.
You ever
chum,
seen
yeah.
Jaws?
Yes. Jaws. Every 4th of July at your house.
That's correct. Third.
Yeah, third. Yeah. I was close. I
was there twice. I wasn't Lynn back then, so well, that's true.
Now it's over. Party days are over, buddy.
So yeah, he's trade chum. He is a contract to make money work.
Well, he is going to the playoffs with the Maine Red Claws.
I like watching him with the Maine Red Claws. Anyways, Chris Babb, I like Chris Babb. I like having him around.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like him, just maybe because I've
And obviously like Danny Ainge likes having him around because he's kind of been with the Red Claws for
he's a okay to bad player. He's not a bad player, but you know he's not
right. He's okay. He's that mediocre level.
He's like the AAA guy that can't really
right.
You know
he's in there for a few games, then he goes back down.
But I like him. I don't mind having him around.
But I mean, Babs and Young, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean,
I think Babs is older than Young though.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're both in the Red Claws and they're both in the playoffs, so they're gonna get playoff experience. And now Babs is going to – I mean, will Babs be on the playoff roster? I mean,
I don't know how
is
that
going to
work. Probably not. Speaking of playoffs –
does that contract just start next season? I would believe that's how it would happen.
Speaking of playoffs
– yes.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Reassess.
I can use a
– a little breather.
Let's get
into the playoffs when we come back on the other side. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, and we're back. So, segment two, let's kick it off right.
All
right. Playoff predictions. Celtics, in or out? Give it to me.
Yes.
Yes. In. Yes. Yes in or yes out? Now I'm confused.
Yes.
Now I'm confused. I have no idea.
Yes in.
Okay.
They're in.
They're in.
They're in.
Okay. So here's why I think they are in. I am agreeing with you.
Okay.
Okay. So we have five more games left in the season.
Okay.
Okay. Pistons, two times Cavs, one time Raptors, and then a Buck.
Okay.
LeBron James has just said that he is sitting out and resting for the playoffs. So we have a good chance against that Cavs team.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think Kevin Love wants us to win because he wants to come here to a true championship team next year.
Okay. All right. Or go play with Rondo in L.A.
I think the Celtics have something to prove against the Pistons, even though the Pistons want to try to ruin their party.
Okay.
The Raptors are going to be a tough game because of the overtime win we had with them.
Yep.
And we want to ruin the Bucks' time in the sixth spot. So they're going to be five great games. But two of them are going to be the best.
It's up and down, dude.
It's definitely up and down.
It's been 2 weeks now, and it's going to be one more week.
Right.
Of like, oh.
Right.
Because remember, it was just the other day, they weren't playing, and they got knocked out of the playoffs.
Right. The only thing.
As we speak right now, by the time people see this, it'll probably be different.
Right.
They're in the eighth spot. One game behind Brooklyn, one game ahead of Indiana.
And Miami. The only thing I can tell you that's reassuring is the last two games of the season with the Raptors and then the Bucks is a back-to-back. And if you know anything about this
team,
we're
going to win that last game.
We are the greatest back-to-back team in the
ever.
NBA. Okay.
Speaking of greatest.
Yes.
Let's talk MVP.
Okay. Let's talk Celtics MVP.
That's right.
I tweeted this out this afternoon.
Do you know who mine is?
Who?
Shetliff Randolph.
you can't pick him.
Why?
Because you're only picking him because he punched Kelly Olynyk in the eye.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fine. Are you going to stick with that one?
No.
Are you really going to stick with that one? All right. So earlier on today, I tweeted out, who is the MVP for the Celtics this year?
And people responded.
A lot of people responded.
Hit me with it, Dave.
I want to thank John and Chuck from Red Zombie for retweeting that and doing all that. So before I get to the tweets.
You want mine?
I want yours.
All right. Lots of people have been saying Brad Stevens, and I'm leaning towards that, but I like to go against the grain.
I like that.
So I'm going to pick someone else.
So you really are going to pick Randolph?
No, I'm going to pick Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, of course. Of course, there's so many there's so many good.
I know. I could.
I thought you would pick Zella, but now you think
I know,
about it, right?
Right. I totally am. But I'm gonna pick Isaiah Thomas because that's when everything changed.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can also.
It started to change, like Crowder.
Right.
You know,
that's one of the picks.
But Isaiah Thomas was like the pinpoint time, and he's been awesome.
I mean, I have a heart. My picks are bottlenecking. It's Isaiah Thomas, Evan Turner, or Avery Bradley. If I had to pull the trigger on one of them, I'd probably go with Bradley. But my money's really with Isaiah. So I'm kind of like.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
We've done this every.
And a lot of people were trying to have. They had a hard time. A lot of people picked Evan Turner. Seven High on Twitter picked, he picks Brad Stevens. A lot of people picked Brad Stevens. Celtics blog, they picked Brad Stevens.
He's the straw that stirs the drink.
Right. I mean.
You know about that.
I mean, Danny Ainge has been on this list. You can't deny that, though.
Well, you hate him, though.
I don't think
you
hate him.
You want him
time.
To be fired.
I wanted him to be fired several years ago.
It was like 6 months ago.
Well, yeah.
3 weeks ago.
But it's just, he finally showed what he was doing. Like, he really just pulled his head out of the oven.
Yeah.
And he's really showing what's going on. Like, every time you watch him make a move, you're like, I don't know if that's going to work.
Good. He got, you know.
Right.
Chris Babb.
You're like, oh, Jesus, I don't think that's going to work. Big. Then all of a sudden, you're like,
no,
Jesus.
The big thing was he got Isaiah Thomas for a song.
Right. And that's the best part.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. It's just like so many people.
So any other, was there anyone like?
Out of the ordinary.
Did anyone pick Jeff Green?
No. It's been, honestly, this list consists of three people.
Okay.
Avery Bradley,
yep.
Evan Turner, and Brad Stevens.
I would put Isaiah.
I mean, out of the.
And I'll put Randolph in there.
I mean, I'll count real quick, but out of the seven that are on this list, the majority of them, Avery Bradley, Evan Turner, and
okay.
Stevens. So,
well,
those three. So we're not too far off. I mean,
that's good.
I'm surprised a lot of people didn't pick Isaiah Thomas, maybe because he was out injured for those how many games?
Or Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Especially after the other night.
Right. Right, I'm
because
sure.
Because if you remember, the
I'm
other
sure
night,
if I asked this question on Tuesday, everybody, or the other day after the Raptors game,
he had two huge shots the other day,
right?
In that one game,
right. So, I mean, it's a great list. I mean,
Bass is so under the radar.
Bass is on this list. I kind of skipped the list. I skipped the Bass. Because somebody used his Twitter handle. So when I was reading, I was like, Best Bet Bass. I was like, what the hell is that? And then I was like, oh, right. It's Bass. Yeah, that's it.
Because he's been solid all year.
Right.
He's like the stepchild.
He's been under the radar solid. And he's just like, you almost have to think about giving it to him because he's like, hey, you know, I'm over here.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you I'm over here. I'm just going to be over here. So, and he's been committed.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of stuck with the whole thing.
Well, thank you for following us on Twitter and answering our questions.
Everybody who went ahead and helped us with the social media,
you can call us,
appreciate
too.
Appreciate it. 508-731-GGTV.
That's correct.
Find us on Red Zombie. So,
I have one more thing to ask you.
All right, give it to me.
What is Wallace wondering?
What is Wallace wondering? Nick, what is Wallace wondering? Yes. What is Wallace wondering? This is also all over the Twitter, our Instagram, at Gangrene TV. Kurt, what is Wallace wondering? Do you want to wait on this, or do you want me to go through the list of what people said?
I have one.
You have one. Do you want to save it while I go through this list real quick?
Sure.
Our old friend, Quap.
Yeah, I know him.
Quap is saying, did I remember to turn the oven off today? Which is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Another... Josemi, Lord have mercy, Sully's diet is disgusting, which I see what he's getting there because he's eating the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Then we have Drew Bellevue says, Sully stole my pickle. And then there's countless ones about...
A lot of Sullinger jokes.
There's a lot... There's countless Sullinger jokes food. In this one. There is countless Sullinger
That's
jokes.
That's funny, though.
It is. It's very funny.
I like fat jokes.
There's one with the money I make per minute, I could have ordered 2 orders of buffalo wings.
Oh.
And then there was another one where it's... There's another one that says, do buffaloes really have wings? I mean,
one,
I had to read that one like 3 or 4 times, and I'm like, wait, what's he saying? Do buffaloes really have wings? And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I get it. So what do you got? What do you got here?
Let me see the picture one more time.
Nick, throw it up one more time, yeah.
So he looks irritated, right?
Mm-hmm. Something about maybe his blue cheese was stolen.
No, blue cheese is disgusting.
It is.
Also, Legends does not offer buffalo chicken boneless anymore.
So those
are from outside the garden.
Those are probably from the Fours.
Okay.
I can guarantee you those are from the Fours. Only because I see the ball boys always getting food for the players.
I digress. He's looking over there and he's like, are you kidding me? All I had to do was punch this stupid guy?
Wait a minute. Are they eating steak sandwiches, and I have buffalo chicken? Oh, man. It's great.
What is he wondering?
What is it?
We should get him on the show someday and say, Wallace, what are you wondering?
What were you wondering in all those pitches?
Yeah.
And then he'll just go back and be like, well, I was wondering about it. Do buffaloes have wings?
Right.
Yeah, and where is my pickle that Sullen just stole?
Something about movies if Stat was here. Yeah.
If Stat was here, he'd say something along the lines of, huh.
Do greasers really hate socials?
Is Detroit really that bad that it had to have a robotic cop? You know?
Any in the hoop?
I got a couple of... actually, this version is called Hometown in the Hoop.
Oh, Hometown in the Hoop.
Yeah, it kind of just goes around the Celtics.
It's like Cracker Barrel.
3 things
Yeah.
for this one.
Yeah.
One of them was... It kind of goes along the lines of what we were talking about. The Celtics are already selling their playoff tickets.
Yes, they are. They're not in yet.
They're not in yet.
And if you look
but
at
they're
it,
selling.
They don't know who they're playing. There's like a Wheel of Fortune
right.
of logos.
Right.
Yeah.
So now people are kind of up in arms over that because it's like, oh, that's jinx on the team. No, this is how a business has run. You have to sell your things before.
Oh, yeah. I looked for one.
Yeah. Of course. Everyone was like, yeah, okay. So I say, of course. This is how it's run.
I'm going to keep looking.
Tickets.
If you want to give me one, you can call our number.
Yeah, 508-731-GGTV. Nick. I'm sorry. I just watched Nick eat ground.
What happened to our director?
He just.
I wish we had a camera on that.
Oh, my God. few listeners at home, I'm looking at Nick right now, and he just went ass over tea kettle in the chair. I'm not going to be able to get through the rest of this segment now.
So,
all right,
are we going to skip in the hoop?
No. Real quick. Next year, the Celtics have already signed on to play the Sacramento Kings in Mexico City.
That's.
It's going to be an away game,
yeah.
So we'll still get the 41 home games. If I have one word of advice for Celtics players,
yeah.
Don't ever go to Tijuana. Now, this is going to be the third out-of-country game. They're playing in Milan, and they're also playing in Madrid.
Yes.
Now, if you remember the last time they played overseas, 2008, they came back with a championship.
They did.
The end of that season.
They did.
Overseas games or out-of-country games really creates that tight bond, and we saw that very well in 08.
Yeah.
How that whole team meshed together. They all shaved their heads.
Yeah.
Garnett bought everybody's suits. I mean,
the thing about
take
that,
it for what it's worth. But.
The thing about that team, though. Because they had really good players.
Right. And this team has really mediocre, great players.
You know, you can all talk all that you want. It all comes down to those players on the team.
All right. And last but not least, JoJo White.
In the Hall of Fame.
Elected to the Hall of Fame.
That's
correct. Finally.
I saw him the other night at the Garden.
We
went up the escalator
well.
Together.
Yeah. He goes there
it's
quite
like,
a lot
hey, JoJo,
now.
What's going on? Are you going to get the buffalo chicken pizza?
He says, no, Sully stole it. Right.
Yeah.
Sullinger
exactly.
Fat joke.
Yeah.
Insert Sully Fat joke here.
We talk about our number all the time.
Our phone number?
We do. We got a text message that we forgot.
Oh, jeez.
It's from a gentleman from Dorchester called George.
Oh,
who he
Boston
can go
George?
To hell because he took my my number one spot in a bracket.
Yeah, yeah. Boston Joey, if you haven't seen his commercial anymore, it's because he's old news.
Yeah, old news. Yeah. And you want a bracket. Whatever.
Whatever. Next year.
He wants to ask, taking a page from the 2001 Patriots, the MVP would have to be the team. And that's too corny. Give it to Bradley. Oh, that was old news. Mm. We should have done that earlier.
Yeah.
We were bad as a show.
That's okay.
You put it at the bottom of the page. I thought it was relevant to the bottom of the page.
That's my fault.
George is never relevant anyways.
No. George is... our new logo for the show should be George's hair.
Well, that'd be awesome.
That's like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't really see his commercial that much anymore.
He has no reason for it, but...
He still signs autographs at Sullivan's Tap.
Does he really?
Every game. I make
We are going off the train.
Well, I make them. Every time somebody goes, hey, you that guy from the commercial.
So
I
speaking of George and Ted... Speaking of George from the commercial, he texts us. You can text us. You can call us. You can follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
You can listen to us, not watch us. Listen to us on iTunes. You can watch us on YouTube and RedsArmy.com.
Yep.
You can find all sorts of information on Reds Army.
Instagram.
Yeah. We're all over the place. Gangrene TV. Look us up.
Check us out.
Yeah. Call us. Text us. Look us up.
Who knows? We might have a business card for you one day.
Hang out with us.
You know? You can hang out with us. Buy us beer.
Send us playoff tickets.
Buy us Kool-Aid. I guess the MVP was really the Kool-Aid king for the year, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes to Kelly Olynyk.
No.
No, it goes to Randolph's elbow.
That's correct.
All right, get us out of here, Kurt.
We'll see you next week. Chris Mannix.
Chris Mannix teaser.
Most possibly.
Most possibly. Tune in next week. Chris Mannix might be crazy enough to come on this show.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. Peace. Stay infected.